A new federal report warns that the White House underestimated the cost of U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan by more than $12 billion. The report by Congress's Government Accountability Office covers the fiscal year that runs through September. The GAO also notes that the shortfall is forcing the Pentagon to shift money from other uses. Joining us now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt. The military had about $65 billion to spend on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, so the GAO says that wasn't enough.
Well, apparently not, Renee. The GAO report says the military has used up most of the $65 billion, which was part of a larger $87 billion appropriations for Iraq and Afghanistan. The GAO report says the Pentagon will have to shift resources, Renee, including some resources for maintenance and training in order to pay for Iraq. Democrats in the House believe the Pentagon has about $5 billion left in unspent funds that it can use to help fill that gap, still leaving the military about $7 billion short for this year. The report says most of the projected shortfall is going to fall on the Army, which is carrying the heaviest load in Iraq and Afghanistan.
How did the Pentagon misjudge cost so much?
Well, Pentagon officials say they fully expected the budget to be tight near the end of the fiscal year and that budgeting for an ongoing military operation, an ongoing war, includes unknowns, including changing situations on the ground. And the Pentagon thinks they can cover costs if they're allowed to transfer more money, about $1.1 billion, within their existing budget by taking money from programs that haven't spent as much as projected. The GAO report says the Army is planning to defer some equipment repairs and that the Air Force and Navy are cutting back on peacetime flying hours to help plug those gaps. And the report warns against that, saying that deferring maintenance and other activities like that could prove harmful in the long run, Renee, and make it so that Congress is hit with future funding requirements all at once.
Congress this week is expected to approve a 2005 defense spending bill, which includes $25 billion more dollars for emergency spending for Iraq and Afghanistan. How does that factor in?
That's right. The White House has long said they expect to ask for a larger emergency spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan beyond this latest $25 billion expected this week to fund operations next year. That larger request would come early next year after the fall presidential elections. Democrats believe that request will top some $50 billion. We should note that so far Congress has approved more than $191 billion for operations in those countries and the larger war on terrorism. Democrats charge that the White House will be reluctant to spend that new $25 billion, Renee, which is expected to be approved this week, because they say it would drive up the budget deficit in a campaign year, a deficit that's expected to reach more than $400 billion. The White House denies that charge.
This being an election year, presidential challenger John Kerry would be expected to comment on that. Do you know what his reaction is?
Well, of course, the GAO report is certain to fuel some criticism from Democrats that the war in Iraq was poorly planned. And indeed, a spokesman for Senator John Kerry quickly seized on the report and said it's another example, in his words, that President Bush has grossly mismanaged the war on terrorism and the war in Iraq. And, quote, the White House dismisses that, Renee, saying the president is fully committed to ensuring that American men and women in uniform, quote, have what they need to get the job done. But clearly, I think this report is likely to show up in upcoming presidential campaign jousting.
Eric, thanks.
You're welcome.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt.